The district will hold a capital improvement referendum February 13, 2020. If passed, it would result in a maximum possible tax increase of just over $63 for the average district property owner, phased in over 3 years. If it fails, the district could increase the number of portable classrooms or, Superintendent Mark Steele says, they need to redraw school boundaries.
We're going to have to look at school boundaries, and we will simply have to do some maneuvering to bring some of the students in the north end of the district into the south. When we do that, I think we're going to have some parents who are going to be upset. Some kids would be changing schools and different areas.
Steele adds changing boundaries would result in both southern and northern schools being near 100% capacity, so he argues passing a referendum is the best option.
It's just a whole heck of a lot easier in my mind. Let's just go out and pass the referendum. That's the best viable option we have, and in the long run, the cheapest. And if we can get that through and passed, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Residents rejected two referendum tries last year that would have paid for a new Sussex Central High School and additions at Indian River High School and Selbyville Middle School. This referendum only seeks a new high school. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.